All right, good morning. Today is the last trading day of January, and boy, what a month it has been. The S&P 500 is heading for the worst month since March 2020. The Nasdaq actually has the worst January ever. Friday, we saw huge moves for Robinhood, so we'll take a look at this. Apple was marching higher after blockbuster earnings. Talking about earnings, this week we have more earnings from Google, from Starbucks, from Meta Platforms, formerly known as Facebook, from Amazon, and much, much more. So as you can see, we have a full program. Today is Monday, January 31st. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And that good-looking guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hart. Together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's take a look at what has been happening. Oh, TradingView wants to send me notifications. Sure, why not? Let's take a look at the S&P 500, and we're going to a daily chart. And boy, January has been off to a rocky start.
Yeah, what a January. I mean, you look at the month overall, and that's, you know, one perspective. Last week, back and forth all over the place, then Friday actually finishing higher. But January's just been tough, Marcus.
Yeah, I just marked it. This year was January. So I mean, yep. It's like a holy cannoli. So, I mean, it looks like the S&P 500 might have the worst months since the pandemic started in March 2020. And the Nasdaq, I mean, even worse for the Nasdaq.
Yeah, the Nasdaq off 15% from its November close, headed for its first worst month since October 2008, and could be seeing its first January, or worst January, sorry, of all time.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens today. So, I mean, all indices are down. So what's happening? What's in the focus here?
You know, it's still really about interest rates and the Fed. So last week, the Fed said that they will end their monthly asset purchase programs by early March, and that's also when they expect to be raising rates for the first time. The question is just how many are we going to get? So the Fed, it sounds like they're thinking about four, but the market has priced in five, and then there's the balance sheet, and that uncertainty is just that coupled with earnings has led to just a wild January.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about interest, we will keep an eye here on the CME Group FedWatch tool to see what market participants are expecting. I mean, right now, a rate hike in March is factored in with certainty, but we'll see if market participants are actually expecting a half percentage point interest rate hike. And thus far, it's only a little bit shy of 20%, but this might creep up over the next few weeks.
It could, and especially, you know, this week, we'll talk about earnings because that's going to be in the spotlight, but we're going to hear from a lot of Fed members. So after that Fed meeting that we had last week, we're going to start to hear some more commentary. And every now and then a Fed member speaking could potentially stir the market a little bit.
Yeah, let me just see if they are here. Yeah, so we have FOMC member George.
At least one.
Speaking.
I thought there were a few others scheduled, but at least one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, since we're already at the economic calendar, let's talk about the economic calendar for the week, because there's one biggie coming up at the end of the week.
Jobs.
The jobs report. And we already know. I mean, right now the Fed has this dual mandate of keeping the unemployment low and the employment high, and also keeping the inflation low. And the Fed has said, yeah, you know what, we think that the jobs, that they can actually take a hit when we are hiking interest rates. So we'll see. And the White House has already warned on Friday. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that they're laying out a scenario where the jobs number could be hit a little bit by the Omicron surge that happened at the end of 2021. So economists expect the report to show 178,000 jobs with unemployment keeping steady at 3.9%. But that's a big one. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, and then you mentioned it. I mean, earnings are in focus this week. So we have quite a few heavyweights reporting earnings this week.
We do. So over 110 S&P 500 companies will report fourth quarter earnings this week. Tuesday, tomorrow, really picking up with, Exxon, the ticker, they're reporting. And then Alphabet, a big one.
I still can't get myself saying Alphabet to Google. It's Google.
I know. AMD, PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I mean, Starbucks is also reporting this week. Meta platforms and Facebook.
Yeah, I can't say Meta yet.
Yeah. Well, and then also, I mean, we have to keep an eye on crude oil. I mean, crude oil has just been marching higher and talking about having the worst months in a while for the indices. I mean, crude oil is having the best months in what, like 30 years or something like this?
Yeah, I mean, just an incredible run since the beginning of December, from like 65 to 88. That's a big run for crude oil for sure.
Yeah, and we need to keep an eye on the VIX here as well. So we talked about the VIX, right? I mean, the VIX was spiking last week to almost 40. We have talked about it. Whenever the VIX is spiking, at first it does, and then it is pulling back. So, I mean, this is where we could see actually this week the markets maybe slightly drifting higher after it almost looks like they might have found a bottom, but this was a super volatile week with really volatile swings throughout the day.
Absolutely, Marcus. And so I think the line in the sand will be this morning, you know, where we open up this morning and where the market trades. Are we going to see some a lower volatility and just creep higher after this open? But it could be another volatile week since Friday we had that jobs report.
Yeah, and we talked about it. I mean, these swings, they look very innocent on the chart. But if you look here, this is a 7.75 point swing. I mean, this is almost an 8% swing that we had last week from an intraday low to an intraday high. I mean, almost 8%. It's crazy.
Huge.
Yeah. Hey, talking about earnings. So last week we had Apple reporting earnings. And I mean, Apple just blew it out of the water. So on Friday, they were up 7% in pre-market trading. They're up here as well a little bit. I mean, that's Apple said, yes, there are supply chain issues, but we got this under control. And then on the other hand, we had Tesla. We said, well, we do have supply chain issues and they're impacting us. Our factories are not running at full capacity.
Yeah, and up a little bit, or up 2% pre-market, but I'm kind of surprised that Tesla got hit as much. Well, to see the Apple versus Tesla trade where everybody loved Apple. I mean, they had a stellar quarter. It was just, you know, awesome numbers there. But I'm surprised Tesla took as big a hit.
Yeah. And then Robinhood was reporting, and I mean, they had a huge day on Friday. I mean, at some point they were down as much as 14% and then finished 9% higher. So this year is a huge 25% move in a day.
This is big. And, you know, I think part of it was just buying these lows, people getting excited because Robinhood just absolutely hammered since it IPO'd. And who knows? It might be territory for someone to come out and just buy them, you know? So
it could be. It could be because we have seen some consolidation amongst brokers. I mean, we saw that TD Ameritrade bought thinkorswim. We saw that then Schwab bought TD Ameritrade. Then what else? We saw that Tastyworks got bought by a UK-based broker. So we do have some consolidation going on.
Yeah. And I mean, Robinhood's a small fish to Schwab. You know, Schwab could come out and buy them easily.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Okay, but then also big day for Visa on Friday, up 10%.
Yeah, a nice adjusted quarterly profit for them, beating estimates, also better revenue, and topping $7 billion in revenue for the first time. So nice little quarter.
That's crazy. All right, then we also see some moves here today. I mean, Netflix has a pretty good bounce here this morning, up 3.5% after getting hammered.
Yeah, there was last week, I think, you know, just absolute horrible week for them, but then starting to see a little bit of buying towards the end of the week. Now, a pre-market, Citi upgraded their stock to a buy from neutral, saying that after the recent sell-off, the value doesn't reflect the subscriber growth prospects or improving subscriber economics beyond 2023. So getting a little bit of love pre-market trading around.
Yeah, we talked about this. I mean, this move, this 20%+ drop is definitely exaggerated. So let's see if now over the next few days they can fill the gap here. It seems that some people see it as a buying opportunity. Well, and then we have our friend Beyond Meat moving again this morning. I mean, and this is Beyond Meat. It's just one of these guys who, good news, bad news, good news, bad news, good news, bad news. And recently it has been just bad news all around. But this morning, a jump of almost 5% in pre-market trading.
And another upgrade here. So Barclays gave it a double upgrade to overweight from underweight, increasing its price target to $80 per share from $70, saying that the company's growth potential, especially in the U.S. market, is strong.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, let's take a look at the cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies also, have they found a bottom here? I mean, Bitcoin down, what, more than 50% from the highs that it made in November. Then we also have Ethereum trading around 2,500, so also down, what, a little bit more than 40%. So what do you think is happening here?
You know, it could be that this is that bottom, but we've just seen that it's, you know, gone lockstep with the, you know, risk appetite for stocks, right? So is this the bottom for tech? Will tech kind of calm down? And if so, then I think Bitcoin has found a bottom, but it's weird. I think you really have to look at those growth stocks because we've just seen a very similar move, right?
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the pre-market and overnight action. So we're looking at the E-mini S&P futures, 5-minute chart. And I mean, the overnight action just shows us how nervous the markets still are. Like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we pointing to a higher opening? It seems that right now we have been pointing to a slightly higher opening, a slightly lower opening. I mean, just fluctuating around Friday's close. And again, we have to see of how much it moves overnight because it all looks so innocent. But that's also almost a 1% move, 0.8% move. That is quite something for overnight markets.
For normal markets, that is huge. Based on what we saw last week, a little more tame.
Yeah. So the S&P is pointing to a 0.2% lower opening. The NASDAQ points to a 0.3% higher opening. The Dow is pointing to a 0.4% lower opening. So, I mean, super mixed here. And this is where, okay, do people, buyers stepping in and buying the dip here on the last day of January, or do we see some rebalancing where people say, oh, well, seems to be the worst month ever, so maybe it's time to get out of the market. So as you said, I mean, today will be an interesting day.
Absolutely. And I think that this muted start here, I think is a positive. It's a positive. It's not like we're not heading into the market where it's just a bloodbath. I think that this is a good sign for Monday.
Yeah, also take another look here at the VIX slightly up here this morning. But you're right, because without any major impulses, markets usually drift higher. And this is what we could see today, just an unchanged open and then a drifting higher. But we'll see. I mean, this is where we always say, trade what you see, not what you think, right?
Yeah, clearly traders didn't want to be short the market on going into the weekend on Friday. So that helped with that rally.
Huge move on Friday. Huge move on Friday. Okay, hey, we got to get ready for trading. And this will be another great week. We had a great week of trading last week, didn't we?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Looking forward to today's open.
Yeah, so if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos. And if you enjoyed this update, consider subscribing to the channel, hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we go live. Have a great Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.